Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hello, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 26. It is November 2nd, 2010, and the title of today's podcast is Don't Ever Give Up Hope. For most of my life, I didn't want to be me. In fact, I was so unhappy being me that I wanted to be somebody else. When I was in my 20s, I wanted to be Fred Astaire because I liked the light and joyful sense of life he projected when dancing on screen. Later in life, I didn't care who else I was, as long as I wasn't me. During my 20s and 30s, I contemplated suicide, evidence of how utterly miserable I was at the time. Unless you've personally experienced depression, it's hard to imagine how debilitating it is. It's all-encompassing and feels like being in a black hole from which there is no escape. Doing anything at all when you feel hopeless and helpless is an effort. Sometimes washing the dishes was my major accomplishment of the day. I was so afraid of being alone that I put pressure on my two former wives to not leave me, as a result of which I lost both of them. Like depression, being alone was more painful than I could bear. Why am I telling you about how miserable I was for over half my life? Because so many people today feel the same way, and because none of those feelings are present in my life today. I no longer want to be anyone else because I'm thrilled with who I am and what I do. The depression and neediness disappeared many years ago and never resurfaced, even a little bit. I've had a blissful marriage to Shelley for almost 30 years. I live in the creator space most of the time. In other words, when I look inside, I usually feel there's nothing missing. Although I still have goals, I'm not attached to them. Anything is possible, and I have no limitations. I rarely give meaning to events, and when I do, I'm able to use the Lefko occurring process to dissolve the meaning in seconds. In other words, I'm totally satisfied with my experience of life and don't feel the need to change a thing. Brittany was feeling hopeless. My daughter Brittany was upset the past week and about an illness that no one has been able to diagnose, a condition that makes her tired, nauseous, and very emotional much of the time. She was starting to feel that it would never be diagnosed and cured, and that she would have to live with it forever. So I described to her in detail how horrible my life had been for so many years and how it is today, as I've just told you. I had this conversation with Brittany because I wanted her to realize that no matter how bad things might be right now, you can never make absolute predictions about the future. And I'm repeating the essence of my conversation with her to you, because no matter how difficult your life might have been so far, that doesn't mean it can't turn out to be exactly how you've hoped and dreamed it would be. Even if no doctor has been able to diagnose Brittany so far, that doesn't mean we won't find one tomorrow. And even if all the personal growth courses and workshops haven't given you the freedom and joy you've been seeking thus far, that doesn't mean there's nothing out there that ever will. I've talked to a number of people recently who've given up on ever finding a way to get rid of the barriers to a happy and fulfilling life. After 20 or 30 years of sitting through one course after another, reading one book after another, and going to one therapist after another, none of which resulted in a real change, they feel as if nothing is ever going to work. And the despair that comes from concluding nothing will ever help them makes whatever problem they started with feel even worse. My purpose for this blog post is for people whose perspective on life is, I'd like to be truly happy, but probably never will, to shift to, it is possible for my life to work, and if I never give up hope, it will. Obviously, I think the Lefko method is one very effective solution. It worked for me and for tens of thousands of others. But regardless of what method eventually works for you, don't ever give up hope that someday it will all turn out and you'll achieve the happiness you've always imagined was possible. Don't allow frustration to destroy your dreams. I persevered, never gave up hope, and finally created the life I had hoped was possible. And you can, too. Please share on my blog, MortyLefko.com, any comments you have on having the life you've always dreamed of. And if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko Belief Process, please go to RecreateYourLife.com, where you can eliminate one limiting belief free. To purchase a DVD program that I guarantee to help you significantly improve your confidence and also eliminate the major day-to-day problems that most people face, check out RecreateYourLife.com/natural confidence. Have a great day, have a great week, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.